caught in self-centered dream, only suffering, holding to self-centered thought, exactly the dream. We say this many times, and yet we, human beings, despite becoming aware of this in little ways and big ways, we find ourselves making trouble by believing our thoughts, our reactions, our insecurity, our feeling ill at ease about things because of our emotions and thoughts about, and causing trouble. This is exactly what the Buddha teaches from the very beginning about suffering and cause of suffering and so forth, an end to suffering and a way to the end, to the very end of his life. So I've been talking and quoting from Hachi Dainin Gaku, the text by Dogen, which is Dogen's last writing, and it's about the Buddha's last words. 8 awarenesses of an awakened person or a great person, different ways to translate it. 8 qualities of a great person is how Uchiyama Roshi translates it. And I talked about it the past number of weeks and in Sesshin, and I want to bring up the Buddha's last words, because the last words to his disciples, to those gathered, was, endeavor with all your effort to leave, to let go of, to cease to hold on to what keeps us caught, to leave, to find the way out. Maizumi Roshi translates the Buddha's words, to accomplish the way, single-mindedly and continuously, to continually and single-mindedly strive to accomplish the way. And what's the way? It's how we have difficulty, the emotion thought, as Joko says, that we hold on to and entangle in and believe that causes us difficulty and trouble and causes us to make trouble for ourselves or others. So what does, after stating that, all things are unstable, marked by impermanence, or as come to nothing, Uchiyama says, fall apart and come to nothing. That's the way things are, and yet we make trouble with them. So, noticing, experiencing this, and being just this moment, or the way one group translates what the Buddha's last word is, stop now, don't speak further. Keep still and refrain from the emotion thought reaction, or refrain from holding on to it, which is being this moment, which is experiencing this moment after noticing the thought. Because most of the time, we simply experience our life through the mind chatter that blinds us. In fact, we could say we don't even experience. We're simply so entangled in the mind chatter, judgment, the ways we talk about how I feel, what he said, what she did, or how the world is changing in a way I don't want, how I want them to start being different. I want some of you in the Midwest are now actually all across the country, but in those in Champaign as well, are experiencing the smog and smoke and haze and all the poisons that come from forest fires. In California, we know, at least where I live in Northern California, we know this very well because it keeps occurring. We've already here had our first forest fire Monday when I was coming back from Sachin. Fortunately, though it was across the road from where I am, fortunately it was contained. And we didn't have to evacuate, though we were prepared to. All things are unstable, instable, fall apart. The universe keeps occurring. I could keep worrying about every day. Is the fire going to come? Is there going to be more fire? You can be upset about how terrible the air is where you are in the Midwest, or how terrible that she said he did, etc. Or about stories. What's going to be? That's caught in the self-centered dream. So the way that we have to practice with it is to first notice it. And then we have to, for a moment, stop, let it go by experiencing bodily, by experiencing the universe of this body, mind, inside, outside. So if I say it another way, we could meet the circumstance that comes from any direction, inside, outside, thoughts, emotions, we could meet that with the wisdom of seeing what it is, or various skillful means of labeling or noticing it over and over and over and over every time it arises, and then experiencing this life, body, we could say body, mind, world, just as they are, experiencing just as it is this moment, just as it is. Just as it is. So the Buddha says, keep still. Or he says, stop now, do not speak further. Refrain from all speech. Or simply notice the speech in a sense so that you can open it up and be the experiencing. This is the final teaching of the Buddha, he says. Now, my final moment is at hand, the Buddha says. These are my final instructions. Another translation of that text is. This is our final moment, moment by moment by moment. So our practice opportunity is to become aware, sensitive to our tendencies, to our comments about this moment experiencing, this moment of changing, this moment of how it is, not in order to add on judgment, but simply to notice where and how we're caught in the self-centered story about, so that even if we do it 10 times a day or 10,000 times a day, so that we can be this life that we are, so that we could be just this moment. Being this moment, we can take care of and respond to whether the smog and smoke outside, or the person who says good morning, or the circumstance right now of our life. That's the whole of our practice, whether it's the Buddha's final words. Notice, even at the end of his life, he says, these are my final circumstances, my final instruction. This is what enables us to deal with desire, delusions, cravings, whatever word you want to use for that, whatever word you want to use for this ongoing changing that is our life, and yet is our opportunity to be who we are, is our opportunity to let go of what causes harm and suffering for us or for others, or, to use the word, to accomplish the life that we are. That's the whole of practice, to enable us to live the life that we are. If I use the word, to live the bodhisattva way, serving our life and that of all the beings that we encounter. We don't have to go looking. We will encounter moment by moment. So, then, naturally, we see what to do. Naturally, we could take care of whatever appears inside, outside. So, take good care of your life. Take good care of all the beings you encounter, all the life you encounter. Thank you for your practice.